Right, as promised, we've got Ian Park in the studio.
That's me, yep.
And when I was told I was interviewing someone about motorbikes, I thought it was going to be quite a tedious, maybe without being rude, interview, but it's not just about motorbikes. Well, it is, but it isn't, because it's more, you're a fiction writer.
Yes, I'm a fiction writer. This is Heavy Duty People, is my second novel. And it's a hard-nosed crime thriller that happens to be set in the world of bikes and bikers, and set in Northumberland. So it's not a technical manual about how to strip down and rebuild your Suzuki. It's a hard-nosed crime story.
You started writing when?
I started writing about 1995, I have to confess. As I say, this is my second book. My first one took me about 10 years to actually decide, stop writing, you've done enough, put it away and edit it and get it published and move on to the next one.
It must be difficult.
It is, particularly when you're doing it for the first time and you, at that stage, you haven't got an editor or a publisher or people who know the ropes and what you're doing, so you just sit down and get on with it, and out of it eventually comes this monster that you then have to chop in half and get down to something that people might actually want to read.
Did you have any help?
Well, my partner has been in her previous life a professional copy editor and proofreader, so she helps with the production and going through it and making sure that it all makes sense and ties together, etc. And in terms of other help, giving it to friends. What you need as a writer are rude friends who come back and say, this bit is absolute rubbish, take it out, because you can't tell.
Yeah.
Certainly not the first time you're doing it. You get to know a bit more as you're into the second and third one, but the first time you just bung everything in and you need to... I think the first book, the first draft was something like 180,000 words, and it actually, when I published it, it was 110. So it gives you a sense of scale as to what you then have to chop out to make it, to tighten it up and really get the structure to work.
Yeah, because I mean, I suppose it's like when we said you write a book, if you're writing a book about how to do this, then what people start to think, this is boring, this, so you've got to obviously make it readable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to, it's a bit like if you're watching a series on television, you'll have cliffhangers to take you on to the next program. In the same way, you've got to carry a reader through from, you have to have a reader interested in the characters to start with.
Yes.
And that character have an interesting situation that engages the reader and makes the reader want to carry on reading and find out what happens in the end.
Will your book
if you don't do that, nobody's going to want to read it.
Will your book appeal to anybody?
Yes, it does.
Not just obviously bikers.
No. I've had feedback from people who've read it, who, you know, have no interest in motorbikes whatsoever. But I say it's a crime thriller,
right?
And there are a lot of people who like to read sort of fairly, you know, and I would stress it's fairly hard nosed crime thriller.
Right.
It's probably not one to give to your maiden aunt, but I get feedback from people who have no interest in motorcycles whatsoever, who enjoy it as a story and enjoy seeing the journey that the character goes through.
Right.
So I wouldn't be writing just for bikers. It's I'm writing because...
Because you're an intelligent man, you know what people want.
I hope so.
give yourself a pat on the back. It's not your first, because actually you've done one. This is your second one.
Yeah. The first book I wrote was a book called The Liquidator, which is it's a thriller. It's set in East Africa, and it's a sort of contemporary political murder mystery, essentially.
Right.
This was the second one, which was, I always had intended as a sort of one-off. And then I've just completed writing a third, which is effectively a sequel to the Heavy Duty People, the biker book.
Right. What's the second one called?
The second one's called Heavy Duty Attitude.
Right.
And it should be out, hopefully it comes out next month, provided we get all the editing done, etc.
When and how can people buy it?
They're on Amazon. If you've got a Kindle, you can buy them through Kindle and Amazon.
Right.
But they're actually, they're on Amazon. That's the easiest way to get hold of them.
Hey, you're dead up to date, aren't you, Kindle?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. If you've got...
They're amazing, them things, aren't they?
Oh, they're astonishing. And they seem to be spreading like wildfire. And, I mean, I obviously, since I'm interested in how they sell, I keep an eye on the statistics.
Yeah.
And since January, the sales on Kindle of my books have gone through the roof, because up till January, it was trundling along.
Yeah.
And I can only think that a lot of people got them for Christmas.
Yes.
Thought, right, let's go out and buy some books. And so the sales on the Kindle side have gone up.
Well, that stands you in good stead, because, you know, you're not only going to get it in paperback, but you're going to get it...
Yeah. And it's for somebody who's effectively a small minnow in the world of books...
Yeah.
Fighting to get space in bookshops is actually quite difficult against, you know, me versus Random House or Penguin.
Yeah.
But on Amazon, it's a much flatter level of playing field.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can find my books on Kindle as easily as they can find, you know, John Le Carré or J.K. Rowling. So yeah. Watch out. Here I come.
Yeah.
He says.
Promoting his new book about motorbikes, but it's not in the way you think. It's a fiction book. Mr. Ian Park.
Uh-huh. Yep, heavy-duty people. It's, I say, going back to it, it's an old-fashioned crime thriller. And it's not about, you know, it's not about bikes. It's about individuals. It's about the hero of the book. I use hero in the very loose sense of the word. And why he does what he does, trying to get the reader inside his head and see what choices he makes, and perhaps what choices would you make if you were in his situation? You know, being inside his head is probably not quite the nicest place to be, but there you go. That's the nature of the fiction.
You've got me intrigued already.
Well, there you go. Amazon and Kindle, mate. You can get it on there.
When's it come out? When's it officially launched? Or have you not got a date yet?
Heavy Duty People is out.
Yeah.
It was featured, because it's now been out for a little while and started to be picked up by people, it's just been featured as Book of the Month on a thing called motorcyclefiction.com. Heavy Duty Attitude, which is the follow-up book, that's going to be out next month.
Right.
And obviously The Liquidator came out a year or two
ago. So this is your third book. You're a busy man.
It's sort of, at the moment, it's a paying hobby, if you like.
Yeah.
It's something I enjoy doing, constructing the book, following the characters, you know, learning what's going on, because I haven't got a clue most of the time.
this is an honest interview.
when I wrote Heavy Duty People, I wrote it very much as a one-off.
Yeah.
And I had no intention whatsoever of doing
it. But you got the buzz.
Well.
The adrenaline.
Well, I had no intention of doing a follow-up, and then one day, what is in effect the first scene in the second book just popped into my head, where two of the characters out of the first book met.
Yeah.
And had this conversation. I thought, well, wow, what happens next? And that's where the third book in the second book in the series.
Have you always wanted to be a writer?
Yes, I confess. Yes.
Yes.
It's
and obviously you've got a love of motorbikes.
Yes.
So you've obviously combined the two to come up with fiction books.
Yeah. Well, there's this thing about this mantra about write what you know about.
Yeah.
To start with, certainly, and bikes and bikers and that whole scene is something that I've, you know, been involved with in one sense or another for years and years and years and years and years, and something I've been fascinated by. And it was an ideal. I wanted to write. I've had ideas about writing about different things about that for years, and a couple of ideas came together in a way that then built into the book Heavy Duty People.
Took you, what, 10 years to write the first one?
10 years to write the first one, because, you know, I started...
Is it one of the case of, write a little bit, put it down, forget it for a few months, pick it up again, do a bit more?
I wrote, the first one, I wrote about the first two-thirds of it in a very short period of time.
Right.
And then it was one of those projects that sort of sat in a drawer and I did bits and pieces on it for a long time. And then I thought, right, I've got to get this finished. And I sat down and finished the first draft. So it was really sort of 2 years to start with, a gap of however long, 5-6 years, and then a stint at the end. To say, first of all, finish writing it and then sort of take the red pen to it extensively to get it down.
Yeah.
To actually get it finished and say, right, I'm going to stop there. That is what I've done. I will put that out and I will move on to the next thing. Because otherwise you could stay tinkering at it forever.
Did you think you'd ever write another two after you'd done your first one?
I didn't know, to be honest.
Yeah.
Part of me thought, well, perhaps, you know, I just want to write a book and I'll write it and that'll be, you know, I'll have satisfied that ambition. And part of me thought, no, this is something I really want to do.
I suppose it's something that quite a lot of people would think about, writing a book, whether it's about motorbikes or life in general, because I think even I've thought about it, but it's where you start and then it's the time. And obviously you've got to have a certain skill. because you can't just go right about, well, you've got to have, if you haven't got the skill, you've obviously got to know someone, and you have, so you can put something down on paper, and then you get someone that will come along and say, well, that's not right, but that's right, we'll do, you know. So, you know, I suppose there's a little bit of a book writer in everybody,
yeah,
but it's whether or not you have the time, and you, I suppose you've got to think, well, actually, can I do this?
Well, I think the place you start is with a pen and a piece of paper,
yeah,
being blunt about it. There's a degree of you just do it. In terms of making the time, depends what your priorities
yes,
are.
Yes, that's right.
If I see this as my hobby, this is something that I make the time to do. If I was, you know, fanatical about golf, I'd probably be out on the golf links and I wouldn't be writing, because that's where I'd want to put my time. It's a decision you make.
It's that old adage, isn't it? You make time.
Yeah, you make the time to do what you want to do.
And if you want to do it, you'll sit down and you'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have, in my other life, in my professional life, if you like, I have also written stuff that's been published sort of work-wise.
Right.
So I've had a bit of experience about writing more technical, factual material.
Yeah.
And those have to be done as a project, and you just get used to the discipline of, if I'm going to do this, I've got to go and lock myself away for, you know, one day on the weekend and spend that day writing, and just gets you into the discipline of doing it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just need a piece of paper and a pen, and you start going, and it's amazing what comes out.
Do you live in a nice, quiet environment?
I live right out in the countryside, out in Northumberland, so, and I don't have kids, so I'm lucky in that way. In that
no distractions.
Well, you know, I have a wife and dogs who need attention.
Well, you've got the distractions with the dogs there.
but to a degree, yes, I have the luxury when I decide that I want to lock myself away and write, then I can, to a reasonable degree, do that. But as I say, it's making time to do the things you want to do. It's project management.
Brilliant, brilliant. So the third book's out.
The third book, Heavy Duty Attitude, will be out in October. As I say, it takes a little while to get onto Amazon as a paperback.
Yeah.
As a paperback, it probably won't be available until, say, November.
Right.
But as a Kindle edition, it'll be available.
It'll be out, and then your third book.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Ian, thank you very much.
That's all right. Pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.